Warning, strong language alert.
This is an ABC radio comedy podcast.
Welcome to the Tokyo Hotel. Established in 1913 by the billionaire businessman Terence Bickford, it soon became the place to be and the place to be seen. Located in the beauty of North Hollywood, the hotel was a beacon of the Golden Age. People would come from all corners of the globe just to sit in its beautiful cocktail lounge and listen to its world-class jazz, sample five-star cuisine, or get pampered in luxury while staying in one of their sensational suites.
The party of 1952 is here. It's all happening. The who's who of Hollywood, from Greg Tannenbaum to Sylvia Grenz. They've all turned up, looking their best, to the beautiful Tokyo Hotel's Night of Nights, the annual St. Valentine's Day soiree. This is what the hotel is known for. This is why it's here. Good evening, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Brock Talbot. Tonight, Hollywood I Spy gets exclusive access to the red carpet. Some stars have already pulled up to the grand entrance, including Adriana Granshaw, Rohando De La Ronte, Margot Broadfield. But right now, it's, oh my God, look who it is. It's none other than the beautiful Ziggy Martinez and her beau, Ponsonby Castle Great. No place on earth is more glamorous than here, the Tokyo Hotel.
Oh yes, the hotel had it all. But like the coming of autumn to the stinky hot summer nights, so too does stinky hot change come to the hotel. And with that wind of change, fresh controversy.
Tonight on 1960s Hollywood I Spy, a hot sauce spills that famed ex-child actor Stephen Babyface Dorframe was caught with a lady of the night entering the now more and more decrepit Tokyo Hotel. Things can't get any lower for that poor guy. Paying to make night love at the Tokyo Hotel roach pit? Ugh, it's two shameful birds with two shameful stones. More idioms in an hour.
Nowadays, the Tokyo Hotel is a shadow of its former glory. Check-ins are down, but long-term squatters are up. The gold leaf of the falcons above the entrance has faded, and the carpets haven't been cleaned. But the piano's ivory still tinkles, and the kitchen's still staffed. The towels aren't as plush, and the elevator smells weird. But the curtains still hang, and the desk bell still rings on occasions. Not all things stand the test of time, and the Tokyo Hotel has certainly taken its fair share of hits.
Hello and welcome to 1970s News. Authorities say that the underground lizard fighting ring has been operating out of the car park of the once-famed Tokyo Hotel. The staff refused to comment.
But like a wounded giant, it stood amongst the rising and falling building of North Hollywood. Amidst the shifting sands of time and the sprawling throng of the great beast that is Los Angeles, the hotel has stayed open, never closing, never turning out its lights, never giving up on a dream long past. A dream that one day the Tokyo Hotel would rise again. Little did the concierge know that that dream might be closer than he thinks. That evening, under the neon glow of the old hotel sign, a tall, red-headed fellow walks through the famous swinging doors of the Tokyo Hotel.
Good evening. Welcome to the present-day Tokyo Hotel. I'm your concierge, master of operations around here. If there is anything I can assist you with to enrichen your experience at the Tokyo Hotel, please don't hesitate to ask. You're what? What? Employment what? You're what? I'm sorry, you're what? You're seeking what? Seeking employment? Oh, the sign! Yes, it's been up for over a month.
The last bellhop met a rather grisly end.
I downloaded a meditation app and everything. It's been an absolute nightmare. Never mind. A fresh month, a fresh start. That's what I always say. Now, can you lift incredibly heavy objects? What about that solid sterling silver elephant next to the bar? Given to the hotel in 1950 by the queen of generic Latin America. Yes? Yeah, just pick it up. Yeah, really get in there you little, with your little fingers, you little ferret, you little crazy little ferret man.
The tiny bellhop lifted the solid sterling elephant high above his head.
Higher again. Lower. Higher. To the left. Diagonal? No, the other diagonal!
Even the concierge could not contain his amazement. This was the bellhop for the job.
Congratulations, you're hired. All the skill you need to bellhop. I shall name you Bellhop. The antique champagne glasses. That's okay. We'll just drink straight from the bottle. Now that you're working here, let me show you around and introduce you to the rest of the staff and some of the more permanent guests. Now, it is before 3 p.m., so many of the regulars won't have risen, but I can see Carlos in the front lounge warming up the piano. Come, I'll introduce you. Hello! Yes, thank you! We're very popular with bears for some reason. Generous tippers, but they love to shit.
The bears were seasonal visitors. They came one late autumn in the 90s and have been regulars ever since. The Tokyo Hotel is big in the bear community. Sitting at an old lacquered black piano in the center of one end of the lounge was Carlos.
Hey there, Chief.
Carlos came in the night after the war ended and has been a fixture of the hotel's music menu ever since. No one knows how old he is or why he came.
Hey, Carlos, what's on that jazz lunch menu today?
Well, we got a whole bunch of real treats for you. I'm going to start the sizzle with a little bit of Doppy and the Bops. I'm going to be doing a little bit of a doo-wop thing up the top there. I'm going to try and do a rendition of that using all my piano, my mouth, and my balls. And then later on, I'm going to get a whole big can of cheese on top, a little pungency. I'm going to play the whole medley of Sunglass Tony's Throbbing Cock. Adults only, as always.
Well, that sounds just great. You deserve a pat on the back.
Don't touch me. Speaking of touching, this one time when I was hanging with some real rough cats, these guys were jazz musicians, and just remember that it's been cleaned, there's nothing left behind, but these men defecated in every corner of this room, okay? Never forget that, okay? You're gonna look there, you're gonna see little ghost turds, you know, you're gonna see a faint swirl of human excrement, but it won't be real. It'll be transparent. You put your hand through it, be like, oh, I can't pick it up. You don't want to pick it up, it's human shit. You know what I mean? These were dangerous individuals, but beautiful jazz musicians, you know. 1 minute drinking a gas tank to get the sawdust out. And next minute, they're on their alto sax. Just... And no, I miss those guys.
So you've had quite a illustrious career as a jazz musician. Heard you toured the Alaskan plains with one of your great heroes. Who's that?
It was Dr. John Yetzitoti. He was an actual doctor. Well, this is what he would say. I'm a doctor of foots and I'm doctor of dancing. I'm going to get those toasts happen tonight. He played the homophone, which is a rare instrument. It's like a jug with 10 pipes coming out the side. He'd have to straddle it. And he'd play, the pipes would touch his thighs, so he would move. He had amazing abilities to move different muscles on his thighs to touch each different pipe, and he'd just blow them down. Whoa, 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 whoa. It was beautiful, but the saddest thing was we're in Alaska. There's nobody there. There were two scientists, and they woke up like, you know, what's going on here? We didn't realize this was happening. Oh, there were Inuits there as well. They did not take kindly to us, and that's fair enough because I did try and kill 10 of them. But that's jazz, you know. That's what jazz is. I'm gonna be hitting a little bit of tinkling on my piano here. Gonna play a little bit of Georgie Wires and the Boats. Feel that? Oh yeah, it is. I'm not even using my hands right now.
Come on, bellhop. Well, Carlos was certainly in a good mood. I think it must be Jazz Week on the Discovery Channel. It's right after Shark Week. Why don't we head up to the pride and joy of this place, the Great Penthouse Suite, and I'll take you on a little tour along the way. Oh, you'll be meeting Werner, our elevator operator. I should warn you, he's got a certain way about him. First floor, please, operator.
Whether we go up or down, we are still locked in the futility of existence.
Ah, Werner Herzog. Nice to see you again. Whatever you do, don't mention nature to Werner. He hates it.
When you're alone, do you ever listen to that screaming all around you that some people call silence?
Have you tried the pool recently? It's really quite refreshing now.
Life in the oceans must be sheer hell. A vast, merciless hell of unending fear and darkness. So much so that during evolution, man crawled onto pockets of dry land where the lessons of darkness continue. First floor.
Thank you, Werner. Okay. Seems like everyone here is in a good mood today. You're lucky, bellhop. Ah, level two. I'll quickly show you my favorite pot plant. Sorry? Oh, what happened to the last bellhop? Never mind the old bellhop and that gruesome accident. It's all about the new. I think you're the breath of fresh air that this place needs. Another bellhop. Ribocourt!
Morning!
Awkwardly, waddling down the hallway dressed in an off-white bathrobe was Ribocourt. Ribocourt suffers from anxiety, haunted by his failed marriage and the death of his mentalist mentor.
Ah, sweet Ribocourt! We meet next to the favorite pot plant. It's like you've put it there yourself, but I have.
Yeah, I'm fine. But who's this?
Ribocourt, this is our new bellhop. Although you probably should have known that since you're a mentalist.
A failed psychic. Oh God, there are enough of them.
Are you reading my mind right now? What color lady's underwear am I wearing? Oh, it's a secret. Did I say that out loud?
Hey, it's nice to meet you. Concierge, what was that in the newsletter about a party?
Ah, yes. Next month is Valentine's Day, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate, little heart-shaped things, loneliness,
yep.
Valium.
You.
Someone called the police. It wasn't me!
Yes, but also the Tokyo Hotel's favorite soiree. A day of love. A day so thick you have to scoop it out of your eyes to see anything. A day where everyone finds their special someone.
Yeah, Labor Day. I don't like parties. Too many people.
But Ribocourt, this is our special St. Valentine's Day late luncheon soiree. When was the last time you let your hair down, so to speak? Because he's amazingly bald.
I don't know. One time I went out to this fancy dress party.
Oh, I love fancy dress. What was the theme?
80s theme. I came dressed as a baby because some people were born in the 80s and they were babies. So when I got there, to my surprise, I was the only person dressed as a baby, even though there were heaps of people that would have been there actually born in the 80s.
But no one else thought it was a good idea to come dressed as a baby.
I know, right? I mean, what a waste. Instead, everyone dressed in 80s fashion, but with a 90s twist, since it was the 90s at the time. But I went all out. I had a diaper, I had a little sucker thing, I had some fake poo in me nappy, which was just chocolate, but later on probably real poo. Suck me bottle all night. It was great.
So I was gripping his gramp, and he turned around and said, "I'll gramp you, you gramp."
Hey, look at me! I'm a baby!
Oh my god, who let that gross baby in here?
Dude, please leave, or baby, or whatever you are. Come on, this is really uncool.
I'm a baby! A baby!
A baby!
A baby!
A baby!
A baby!
A baby!
A baby.
A baby.
A baby. And that's when I decided to be the world's greatest mentalist.
What a fantastic story that no one particularly asked for or wanted. If you don't mind, Rabbicoid, I have to continue on with showing Bellhop to the penthouse. Quickly, now, before he starts talking again. In the elevator. Au revoir. What a pussy dude.
True, but I'm so lonely.
Moments later, German filmmaker and elevator operator Werner Herzog shows the pair to the topmost floor of the hotel.
Thank you, Werner. Okay.
I am reminded of mankind's struggle and the futile...
Well, Bellhop, here we are. The creme de la creme of something that's already pretty creamy. The penthouse suite. I don't usually come up here because, well, I'll show you.
Ooh. The penthouse suite. There was a time when only gods and kings would even dream of such luxury. Now the suite stands empty, waiting for the right time to show itself.
Isn't it beautiful? Look at it gleam. This here, where we're standing, is the private suite of the hotel's original owner. None other than Mr. Terence Bickford, the billionaire maverick. Never met him, but God, I miss him. His musk is in the walls. You know, he was the first person to put mirrors on the ceiling and floor of his bedroom, just over there. And here, these columns, the marble was flown directly from ancient Greece. No drachma spared. But nowadays, this mighty penthouse is reserved for one guest and one guest only. The Royal Duck. Yes, the Royal Duck would visit this place often, throw the most lavish parties. This place was so thick with mirth and luxury you had to wipe it away from your eyes. A place so wet with excess and majesty that everyone, even women, they would all act like kings. And the king of all those kings, the Royal Duck. Whiskey? Yes, it was a long time ago. Here you go, you weird little thing. Yeah, you know this stuff isn't even legal anymore? If it doesn't make you blind, it'll take your wife. No. The Royal Duck stopped coming long ago. But legend has it, the Royal Duck will return. And the Tokyo Hotel will rise again. I got a good feeling about you, as long as you don't die on me. Which is definitely not going to happen. I think this is the start of a beautiful, strictly working relationship. Now, you get the fuck out of here because you are not allowed in here, Bellhop. I got you, you son of a bitch! I zanged you real hard, but seriously, if I find you in here, I'm gonna cut you. No, I got you again! No. But seriously, don't ever let me catch you in here. But it's okay now.
Can you smell the winds of change approaching? I've got a good feeling about this. A new bellhop is as good as a holiday, that's what I say. And perhaps the royal duck's return isn't such a crazy idea after all. Perhaps the new bellhop is just the beginning. You'd like to think so. What, with this being the first episode, I mean, what if that was it? What would be the point of it all? Join us next time for another episode of The Tokyo Hotel. Starring Ben Russell, Xavier Michaelides, Kate Dennett, Zachary Ruane, Barney Duncan, John Conway, and Anne Charleston. Written by Ben Russell and Maggie Luke, with contributions by the cast. Produced by Maggie Luke. Original score by the Graham Morris Trio. Sound design by John Jacobs. Supervising producer, Tom Wright. Executive producer, Ian Walker.
All right, see you Monday.